and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse as we broadcast from Rollins Park for the Concord National Night Out and Safety Fair going on tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. We'll have some details coming up in just a little bit. But Penny, I wanted to continue our conversation with you for a few more moments, discuss any callers' concerns as well. But what was some other stuff that you wanted to bring up today?
Well, you know that Nottingham had a town meeting last night.
Oh, yes, that's right. I saw this on the news. Yes.
Yeah. Now, here's what I didn't realize, that originally it was a unanimous decision to reverse the old policy.
Okay, to allow employees to carry weapons if they so choose.
That's exactly right. So that meant three of them initially voted for that, because there's three selectmen in this particular town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing that I'm still trying to figure out is how we get a unanimous reversal where three of them vote this way, and then next thing you know, we got a swing vote, and next thing you know, we're back to, you know, what I call the old policy, which is you have to give written notice. And the question is, who swung and why? That's number one. You know, it's kind mm-hmm. of a rhetorical question. But number two, here's what the town administrator, Charlie Brown, okay, don't you love the name, told Channel 9 News, that in his 8 years on the job, no town employee has ever requested to carry a gun on town property.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say that they reverted back to a policy that requires written notification for an employee to carry a gun. Now, what is it? He has to get permission or he has to give written notification? But the larger issue is, in today's economy, would you want to give your employer written notification that you want to carry a firearm?
No.
Yes, nobody would, because after that, anybody who didn't like you would say, that's why he's acting that way. You know, he carries a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at it as a guaranteed way to to look at. So here's what I'd like I don't know how many employees there are in Nottingham, but here's what I'd like for them to do. I'd like for all of them to give written notification they want to carry a firearm and see what happens. Doesn't that sound like the great plan?
Yes, I like that. You know, one of the great things, the reporter who was on the scene last night in Nottingham, I forget who, I think it was Josh Davis. Was he there? I can't remember who was there last night. But I just remember the opening segment was, now, if I wanted to stand here and carry openly a handgun in front of the town hall or inside this building, I can do so as a private citizen. But if you're a town employee, you cannot. And that's the change that has been made tonight. If you want to, you have to give written notification to, and there's two things, and this is where the story was confusing because they gave two different accounts. You either get tell the town administrator or the police chief, and then they showed another segment where you have to tell both. So I don't know.
Now, that's interesting because this particular article or news article, which is from WMUR, says that they have to request, which to me, if you request it, that means you have to affirmatively get permission, right?
You have to get permission, yes.
Right. And he said, no town employee in 8 years has ever requested to carry a gun. And I'm thinking, yeah,
right.
They probably like their jobs, and if you have this type of policy, they're not stupid. You know, that's like a guaranteed fire me sign, right?
Yeah. one of the other things, too, that came up in this meeting is that there was no public comment period at all for the residents who showed up to be able to express an opinion one way or another.
You're kidding.
That's what they said on the news, and they showed somebody getting so frustrated he just got up and walked out of the room.
What type of elected town fathers or town mothers, if you will, wouldn't allow comments?
Well, the town mother there did the right thing.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know, she voted in favor of gun owners. It's the other two, selectmen that said no.
Oh, absolutely. Mary Bonser has been for pro-firearms every step of the way, absolutely. The two town fathers, if you will, are not acting very father-like because they don't care about their children. Do they care about these employees of the town?
yeah.
And what's going to happen to them? And you know, I don't know. But the question is, what made these men change their point of view, going from unanimous for to two against?
And, that is a good question, yep.
You know, because in June they voted one way. How, this is a pretty cut and dried issue. What changed their mind from June to August?
And don't forget, you know, state law says that, that the state of New Hampshire has the sole authority to regulate firearms. But what the town is doing in this case, and we've discussed this before, Penny, I think last week and the week before, and that is that the town is acting as an employer, and that's how they're able to get away with this.
But I think we, when I say we as citizens, the citizens of Nottingham need to let their elected officials know these are our tax dollars, and we want these people to be protected just like we would want to be protected if we were in that position. And that's
exactly
that's a huge issue in my mind.
Well, Penny, I've got to run. Thank you very much for that update, and good chatting with you. In the meantime, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can do so.
230-9999.
And free babysitting for Great Danes.
That's right, Great Danes only. That's an important thing, particularly the black and white Boston ones. Those get, like, bonuses.
Good. PennyDean.org. Check out the website, and you can get the podcast at BrianTilton.com. Thanks, Penny. Good chatting with you. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.